Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to make one thing clear. Brother Sheehan is out, and there's a rumor that he interfaced with G from the shop yesterday. I will not be able to declare whether that's true or not, but if he hooked up with G from the shop, then yeah, thank goodness it's Friday. Oh, he might miss a little bit more time. Tim out in Connecticut, welcome to the Sheehan Show, DHDOC.
Doc, great to hear your voice. Always love your perspective. I'm really curious why the team is having trouble reestablishing the team identity. You know, this is a second year, basically the whole coaching staff returning, all the main players returning, all the leadership people returning, and yet they're struggling in that department just by their own admission yesterday in the press conference. Why do you think that's happening? And then a follow-up, why is this offensive line supposedly the real strength on the team? Why aren't they always clicking? They're more off and on, and why can't they establish that consistency?
Well, there are a lot of different players coming in and out. You just got Cosby back for the first time all year. It's never the same team. Last year's team is gone. It's a whole new team. And they have a lot of young players, and not all of those guys have been baptized. They haven't been allowed to play, in my opinion. Every game has its own personality. And there are reasons why we probably should have performed better. But if you don't, and you don't react to it, what's your reaction? If a guy gets beat on a pass play, if a guy gets beat on a run play, what's your reaction to it? I'm still waiting to find out what the reaction is, and you've had some injuries. And your most spirited player, your real team leader, hadn't played almost all year in Terry McLaurin. So if you pull leadership out, then you got rid of some people that were really good that are on other teams this year. This is not that hard to understand why their record is what it is. Make sense?
I appreciate that, Doc. Thank you.
You got it, brother. All right, Kansas City, I knew we'd hear from him. I've been waiting on him. JYD, welcome home.
What's up?
Been waiting to hear from you. I'm doing fantastic.
Well, it's this time of year. You get the fans and the team is getting the early Christmas gift, and the coaching staff and the general managership will also get a Christmas gift because you now get a chance to take out your notepads and take some notes on what a real champion looks like. Or whatever. And when I look at I've been on both sides of the fence. I hear all the same. I hear the fans that are unhappy with the team right now, with the Commanders right now. You don't have to stay. You don't have to put yourself through the ringer all the time. There's 31 other teams out there. Or whatever. You know, I went through the same ringer. And then I finally decided I ain't gonna do that no more. What I do look at is that I was pulling for you all and fighting for you all last Sunday, and it didn't happen. But I will say this. I don't understand why every time you say you want to be this, but you don't want to do anything to change the results. And when I say that, I looked at the Detroit Lions last week, and they was playing Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And they didn't have but on defense, they didn't have nobody in their secondary. Everybody that they had was either hurt or I think it was one guy might have been suspended for what happened last with the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's not but much different than a year ago.
Right. But what 49ers,
same
is
thing
that,
too.
Right. But everybody was hurt in their secondary.
Yeah.
And their general manager obviously went out and got four or five other guys, and they played like vicious dogs. So it makes me wonder, why in the hell doesn't the general manager here, how come he can't go out here and get some of these guys off the scrap heap?
Yes, a question.
That's what makes me wonder.
A little bit more geared for the offseason. Appreciate your call, though. And your point is valid. I mean, we act like we can't get people to change the direction they're going in. And maybe we can say it's too soon. That's why I'm glad we play the Chiefs. I'm glad we're playing a team that's way ahead of it. And other than friends and family, who really thinks that the Commanders are going to beat Kansas City? Lap. You're next here on the Sheehan Show with DLC. Lap, going once.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello?
Lap, we got you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I said good show as always, Doc. I want to see where we stack up at, man. You know, that's why I wanted this tough schedule. When you win, you get a tough schedule the next year.
Exactly.
So we have to have a consistent win, you know, every season so we can get these upper echelon teams. You know, a team that's better than us or somewhere in the mix to see what we stack up.
Well, they may have a better roster. They may have an edge on certain things. Being better is determined when the contest starts.
True that. But what I'm saying is, like, we'll know where we stack up at. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we don't know because we talk. We don't do what we say we're going to do. Our bark has been a lot bigger than our bite.
Well, we got to come out with a sense of urgency, man, and fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell the young guys I play ball with, I say, man, y'all can play. Y'all good, but y'all ain't got no dog. Y'all too quiet for me, man. I need a bunch of Westbrooks on my team. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so
that's what I be telling them, man. Yeah.
Well, good
so
stuff,
we need
man.
Some Westbrook, some mama mentality out there.
Yeah,
Doc.
Appreciate that. Jonesy, you are next. Thank you, lad. Appreciate that. Jonesy, what up?
See, Doc, I'm going to be honest with you. I would be scared to take Junkyard Dog with me to a barroom fight because he just might change it off the side. But that's all right.
Well, that's you but he would always know he's Kansas City. He's never shied away from the fact that he's a defect, that he quit on one organization and went to another one. That other one has hit the jackpot.
Exactly. I'm just saying, you know, I've been with the Burgundy and Gold back way back in the day, 74, 75.
Right.
I ain't going nowhere yet. There ain't another team in the daggone NFL that I would want to have.
But that's how you're wired. Everybody's not wired that way.
That's true, too.
Most people take the convenience out.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But I'll just say this, man. As far as my offense go, I feel like eventually they're going to come together and figure it out and get it together. And
you feel that way or you hope? Because I don't know how you can feel the way. I don't know how you can feel something you haven't seen. You can hope for stuff you haven't seen.
My defense. My defense has got me biting on my fingernails.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect. I mean, you know, when that opposing quarterback is calling for the ball, and I got my my quarterback communicating with the safety or linebacker, hey, what are we running? Oh, that just just burns me up, Doc. I got to see something different than that.
Yeah.
They got to change that up. That's what they got to change. It's the players. They got to get that together. Other than that, I'm going to look from what I see on Monday, and I'm going to get back with you.
I appreciate that. We got Donna Hopkins coming at the top of the hour. She's going to give us some insight. Skeletos on the ground.
Hopefully she can help me out.
Yeah, I hope so too. Max, I seem that people, sometimes what I hear our fan base, I think we're talking about two different topics.
I mean, it depends on who you're talking to, because this fan base is, and Kevin and I have talked about it kind of off air, the bipolarness.
He'd really appreciate if you refer to him as
coach. You're right.
Okay, thank you.
But we've kind of talked about it off air. It's just the bipolar attitude with this fan base is it exemplifies the 25 years of darkness.
Yeah.
That has finally been lifted. And I think people are still trying to find, they don't want, it's a comfort being bad because you don't have to emotionally invest yourself as much. It's a way to protect, kind of shield yourself from the feelings. And so when something goes wrong, you immediately jump off or find a reason to jump ship. And I think that's kind of what a lot of people are dealing with right now, with how it looks. It doesn't look good, but at the same time, you're still a fan of this team. You're not going to jump off the, like, I'm not jumping off the wagon. I would never do that. Like, that's just not how I was raised. But there's always next season. But this season ain't lost either.
Next? Yeah, we're still in.
It's still now. There's still opportunity in front of you.
Lots of it. Don't let that big fella tell you that you don't have a chance.
No, I would never. There's always a chance, especially when you got five. But at the same time, I'm not blind. I watch the games. I've seen this defense. It does not look good.
Five is human too.
It's true. It's true.
People talk about him like he's a superhero.
Because he was last year.
Well, no, he made some heroic plays. He's human.
Yeah.
He's human. He needs them like they need him, and the best is going to be yet to come, but he still needs his body functional.
Yeah.
So he can be that dude.
Right. And that's the important thing right now is keeping him healthy.
You don't want to see him press.
Well,
you don't want to push him into the point where, because you haven't seen that. But he's human. And so that's why I'm just pushing run, baby, run. Get this dude a chance to settle in.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. You know, that's why we do this, because we love the interaction with it. Bonesy, is Bonesy back in play here at 301-260-09? Okay, here we go. Brother Sheehan is out. You know who's in, the DH. What's going on?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's going on, big fellow Doc? My main man, shout out to Max. Shout out G from the shop, Jonesy. All the K-9s, man. Man, look, keep the faith, man. Y'all hang in there, man. We burgundy and gold till we get old, man. Simple as that, man. You got to take the bitter with the sweet. Hang on in there, man. We're going to take this thing one game at a time. Simple as that, man.
I hope so.
I love you, Doc. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you,
peace,
brother. Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Neil from Rockville, I almost called him attorney. He didn't like him when I refer to him as a professional. He wants to just be one of the guys. It's always good to hear from him. Good to see, again, this is my brother Sheehan, man. He hangs around a good group, and that's what it's truly all about. Do you have anything to say about the Wizards? I got to make sure I mention
defensively, not great. That's kind of my take. I mean, the first half last night, they didn't really do a good job at covering anybody. But they did start to lock down in the second half. But, I mean, the damage was mostly done by then. But I think a lot of this young core, I mean, it's going to take time, of course, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the future. I think they're going to be okay. I think the kids are going to be all right. I think I like Keyshawn a lot. Keyshawn George is really, really good. But it's just going to take some time.
You know what the draft is with the NBA? It's almost like the NFL when I look at it and go, you either draft a game changer. When you get a game changer, it changes your program. Wembanyama, if you saw what Wemby did, that's what, to me, the draft identifies. And when you see Wembanyama, then you know we don't have one of those. You drafted pretty high. Went you as high as what, two? There's a jump between two and one. When I watch Wemby, I think, wow, now I get what everybody talks about, the lottery, and what that means and what it morphs to. It also shows me what you don't have. You don't have an alien. You tried. You're in the attempt to. So what happens? Are you going to develop a team concept now to make up for it? What happens when you have to go against one? Watching OKC going back-to-back. Who predict? I don't even know if Kevin could have predicted that. OKC going beyond the limits, back-to-back. But what do they have? Now, everybody talks about Press, how he builds a team. Look who he has. He's got an alien that's not even playing, that has not even suited up. But he's got more than one. Some have none. I am just dying to see where this is going. I think it's pretty easy now to see in the NBA. You either have one or you don't. NFL. The NFL. You got to have one on each side of the ball if you're lucky. Now, Dallas didn't think they needed one. They had one on defense, and they opted him out. Now they're in close to a lot of, are you in last place defensively? I think Dallas is now holding up last place defensively, and they got rid of the alien that they had. Show me how you can win without one. That's what I want somebody to do that to me. Let's go back to the lines, 301-230-0980. Is that Samaj?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on, Doc? You know, anytime you're on the air, I'd like to get in and get a call and get some love. Thanks for taking my call, Max. Appreciate y'all. Well, Doc, I'm you know, a lot of the talk so far I've been general, so I want to get right specific to it. My fangs is out. I'm on dog time, so I want to ask you a dog question. Big bro, what is your take on the defense and in combination with that and Joe Witt being the play caller? Please give me a Doc Walker, professional, experienced, tenured opinion. Thank you, bro. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate y'all.
You got it. I can't believe he didn't check a brother out on X, because I say the same thing all the time. Your eyes don't lie. I'm a Lattimore guy. I'm not clowning Lattimore like I hear a lot of our professionals are. It's clearly they've never been on the field having to cover somebody that was bigger, stronger, and faster than they are. The fact that he's as close as he is to me is remarkable. It's remarkable. You get a pass rush and then judge a corner. You got to tackle better. We're just outmanned sometimes in nickel because we don't have the personnel to run with certain people. And they know it. They don't put people in that can run. So I don't have any sympathy for them because they're doing it to themselves. This is sabotage. You can do whatever you want to do to yourself. But don't tell me, I heard you all camp talking about these athletic freaks you had on defense. I didn't expect them to come in and run over guards, but I expected them to cover backs out of backfield, tight ends, and underneath coverage. They don't get in the game. So how can you evaluate them? So if you want to get bludgeoned and just take it and you staying stubborn, then deal with the results of it. I'm not gonna overcoach that. I'm not going to disrespect your authority. I trust in you. So I'm going to watch you do this to yourself because I have no way to explain it. It's clear as day that if they don't go zero blitz on most of these situations, they have no chance of getting there. Now, if you got a better remedy to it than I do, holler at me. 301-230-0980. TC, get MD. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Doc? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Doc, you my man. You my man. I was saying that I'm older than you. I'm back in the George Allen days.
Oh, yeah, you got
what I'm saying? Before you even got there.
Yeah.
Before your time.
Right.
So I bleed it.
You're
I'm Larry original. Brown and all that back
yes,
there.
Yeah, Charlie Haraway. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. That's
Jerry
me.
Smith,
so,
yes.
So I'm here from a long time. And I hear these fans and I hear commentators come on, y'all talk this and blah, this and this. The deal is a lot of times it's about the organization and who they actually bringing into camp. Preseason and before then training camp, everybody pumping them up, what they got to do in the defense. The defense on the real Doc was trash last year and it's trash this year. It never has improved. If you put the defense, just the defense on the defense, what they had last year and what they had this year, it ain't changed. There's no dogs on the defense. A dog is something that's consistently a dog. Fred Warner and the 49, those are dogs. You got to have a dog that's consistently.
Come on now. Fred Warner might be the best in the game. It's kind of hard to compare.
But still.
Most people. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But that's
the top.
You got to
have a dog that's consistent.
I'm with you.
You got to have a dog that's consistent. You can't have a dog to show up one game and then miss like eight games.
No, that's not. And if it is a dog, it's a house. It's a house dog.
That's a poodle.
Right.
Poodles do bite. These cats we got don't even bite. So my point is, Adam Peters and company, they knew when they came in that you got to get a dog on defense. You drafted a beast of a quarterback, whatever the case may be, from the bump, but he was Superman last year. This year he ain't Superman because they got kryptonite on him. It happens. You got to have something behind, some other super friends. We don't have no more super friends to go with this dude. See, and that's what they do. They try to just pencil anybody in, and then some of the people come up and say, oh, yeah, oh, we got good defense. They doing pass rush. Just like you said, they out there in the Olympics, in their shorts and whatnot. That don't mean crap. They was all half not that good in the beginning. They older crew, been on some other teams, then come here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When he draft, the drafts he had on defense, they may hit, they may not. You know what I'm saying? Right now, Kellen, they ain't hitting on defense. The defensive side of the ball ain't nothing hitting yet. And then now you're telling me Dan Quinn and them don't even want to play him? That don't even make sense.
Can only tell you what my eyes tell me. They're not in the game.
Well, if they ain't in the game, then that means it must be terrible evaluation on Adam Peterson company if they can't get in the game. It's some of them guys in second year, some of them guys, or the first year. By now you can't get in the game, that is terrible evaluation. And that's another thing. We're giving too much rope to Adam Peters. You draft somebody in the third, fourth, fifth round, and they can't even get in one game to play. They can't even – come on, Bobby Wagner. I love Bobby Wagner. He old. He can't cover. And you can't put nobody out there who can cover? Come on, man.
It makes you scratch your head. And they might say that that's the best they have, and you're saying a lot of things I'm saying. I'm just asking the questions. I'm not going to go over your head. It's your team. You're with them every day. But you're telling me, obviously, what you see at practice doesn't turn you on. So you seem reluctant to put people in the game. Only time will tell. I'll tell you what, playing Kansas City on Monday night, you ain't going to have a choice. You're going to have to keep people fresh. Because it's ones versus ones, and we know what their ones look like. Appreciate the call. Oh, no. Is this really G from the Shop or is it an impersonator?
It is, but we got Donna coming up here.
Okay.
So we're a little short on time, but, I mean, I know G's listening, and I know G will hold, and I'll apologize to him personally in a second.
Yeah, Skeletos, then we go. We got to serve time for you, G. We can't just throw you in there on a quick clip.
Yeah, I want to give G his moment.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Pay some bills, come back. Donna Hopkins, and then G from the Shop. He is awake, and we don't want to waste a second of his time. Stay with us.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.